Welcome, everybody, to the weekly wrap-up. This is Ken August.
Are you looking at my rack? Is that why you said that?
You can't prove that, by the way. I spent years trying to avoid being caught doing that, so yes. This is Ken August. I am joined by the one and only, I am not staring at a rack, Kike Castillo. How are you?
Good. Hola, Gus.
Oh, nice. I love when you get bilingual. I mean, that's fantastic. How was your week?
Oh, it was so good. It was busy. I had, I went to dinner on Friday night in an amazing restaurant called Mateo's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I had girls' night last night, so it was great.
Very nice. Was it a date dinner or was it just a dinner?
I don't know.
Well, I interesting. If I asked the guy, would he know?
I don't know.
Okay. That's an awkward conversation over dinner. That's nice.
Am I blushing? Can you see me?
Well, remind me to ask some more questions about that later on.
Okay.
Everybody, if you want to get in on the conversation later on, please call in 1-800-893-9562. Anything you want to talk about? Coming up over the next hour, we're going to discuss the Oscar nominees. Kike is going to give me her predictions, and I'm sure I will look skeptical about each and every one of them.
Don't care.
it's a valid
You're
going
to love this.
We are going to talk a little sports, obviously the Super Bowl, and also one of the best quarterbacks of all time might be changing teams pretty soon. We'll talk about Peyton Manning coming up. Also, thousands of possible new planets have just been discovered. Good luck not having me talk about aliens for the next... I figured you would like that. But first, a political race is heating up in Florida. Let's take a listen to this.
Well, I think this is going to come down to a question of leadership. I think as you choose the president of the United States, you're looking for a person who can lead this country in a very critical time, lead the free world, and the free world has to lead the entire world. I think it's about leadership. And the speaker was given an opportunity to be the leader of our party in 1994. And at the end of 4 years, he had to resign in disgrace. In the 15 years after he left the speakership, the speaker has been working as an influence peddler.
She says that you came to her in 1999 at a time when you were having an affair. She says you asked her, sir, to enter into an open marriage. Would you like to take some time to respond to that?
No, but I will. I think the destructive, vicious, negative nature of much of the news media makes it harder to govern this country, harder to attract decent people to run for public office. And I am appalled that you would begin a presidential debate on a topic like that.
The crowd goes nuts. By the way, that's his thing. That's how Newt gets up in the polls, is he just yells at whoever asks the question.
At the moderator.
That is, I mean, and you heard how they went berserk. They love it. They're like, yell at that
Can
guy.
Can I say how dumb his response was? Only because he's asked this question and he's like, would you care to respond? And he goes, no, but I will.
But I will.
But didn't that... It's a contradiction.
He said, first, let me scold you, and now I am appalled. Now, here's the thing. It's technically, and this is rare, I agree with him in the aspect of the ridiculous questions that get asked for candidates make people not want to run. That I agree with. Here's the problem.
But why is that ridiculous? It's not ridiculous. He said that. Who says, can you engage in an open marriage?
Well,
this is going to be someone who's trying to run to be our president?
To be honest with you, I have no... I personally don't care what he's doing with his marriage. I don't care. I don't think it has anything to do with how he runs the country. However, if he's going to actually go out and then preach to people about family values and the sanctity of marriage, that's a little different. It's him being hypocritical that drives me nuts. And that drives me to that is that he says, oh, well, I'm appalled you would start a debate with such a question. Yet he had no problems when he was Speaker of the House trying to get Clinton impeached over an affair, over lying about an affair. So it was big enough and important enough of an issue, those type of things, to spend millions of dollars and hours of our time to get a guy impeached and embarrass the president, but don't start a debate about it. That's appalling.
Here's what I see. I see Newt in bed having an affair while he's trying to smear Clinton's name. Can you imagine? That's hypocrite.
I don't imagine him in bed. No.
Oh yeah, you're right. I don't imagine him in bed either.
That is no good. But yeah, I mean, it's outrageously hypocritical, and that's one of the things that drives me nuts. The whole thing drives me nuts. I mean, there was a, I don't know if you saw any of the State of the Union. It's 45 minutes of applause.
No,
of applause,
I did not. I should care, but I don't.
No, well, there's only so much that gets said then. Nothing gets done in the State of the Union. It's the same guy trying to say the same shit, and it's the same people that aren't going to let that happen that are sitting in the room deciding when to applaud and when not.
Well, guess what? I don't need to watch the whole State of the Union or the debates because in the mornings I get the clips.
What do you call it?
The sound bites, and it basically encompasses everything I missed that night, and I'm good.
That's probably saves
don't
you a lot of time, a lot
those.
Of aggravation.
Yeah.
That is a very good move. I'll tell you one of my least favorite things is that when Rick Perry dropped out, the chances of somebody walking across stage and punching Mitt Romney in the face dropped drastically. He was the guy that had a very good chance. There was a debate where I sat there and went, "Oh, he's going to hit him. He's going to hit him."
Really?
Oh my God, yeah. Oh God, yeah. It was nice. I thought he was going to throw a punch.
That would have been cool.
Turns out he was trying to figure out his next sentence. He's not that smart, but he looked like he was going to throw a punch.
It's like Republican MMA.
That would be nice.
That would be so cool.
I would tune in. That would be nice. Years ago, I did recommend I tried to pitch an overthrown dictator Fear Factor episode, but nobody gave a shit.
Okay, yeah.
Nobody gave
a
shit. Well, here's what you find in a lot of those debates, by the way. It drives me nuts because they make up shit about the other side and then say, I'm against that. I'll give you an example. That very vague stuff that the crowd can applaud about. Like, I'm for American excellence, my opponent's for European socialism. And then the crowd goes nuts for like 30 seconds. You're like, well, first of all, who's running for president that's for socialism? That's first of all. That's not happening. That's first of all. Second of all, I'm for good things. My opponent likes killing puppies. And then everybody applauds for
what?
A while. You're like, it's not. They make shit up about the other side. And then they argue about it. They go, no, he's bad. And they basically, that's the only reason Gingrich has losing, probably not going to win. But because they think he has the best chance of yelling at Obama, right now he's in the lead.
Well, oh yeah.
Okay, nationally.
So that's what I was going to ask. He was in the lead last week when we talked. Is he still in the lead?
Well, it looks like right now three people have won. The three different people have won one primary each. And then right now Mitt Romney's winning Florida, but Gingrich nationally is ahead.
Right. Florida. Yes, Mitt.
Yes.
He's
spent like $16 million or something ridiculous like that. And they expect him to win that.
He's got the money.
Oh, so much money.
Yeah.
So much money.
And do you know he has Latino ties?
Mitt Romney does?
Yes.
No.
Do you know he's born in Mexico?
You mean actual ties that he wears?
Neckties,
you mean?
No, that was last week.
He is the whitest man I've ever seen. How is he?
And apparently, this is what I heard. And apparently, he has a son who speaks Spanish. And so he wanted to use his son to speak to the Latino voters. And yet he wants to do all these really bad immigration reform stuff that I don't agree with. And I'm like, hypocrite. Don't like you.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of hypocrite going
Mexican,
on.
Right?
Yes,
okay.
You did. Well, I didn't really think you were going to be voting Republican at any point in time. I don't think it matters which person.
I was a Republican once.
What? What? You were not.
I kid you not.
You were not.
I was very young. My mom, I showed my mom the error of her ways. Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes, I did. I turned to Democrat.
You did. So you were with her and then you flipped and then you brought her with you.
Of course.
Was there an actual issue that made you flip, or did you just realize, oh, I don't believe anything these people say?
That, and then who was running? Clinton. Duh. Yes, Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll draw a lot of people in. That much division over, hey, can we get him out because he got a blowjob as the president was annoying. That was a lot of time and annoying. But I will tell you, there's two things. One, there's four people left in the race right now. We got Gingrich and Romney, who are the two front runners. We have Ron Paul, who's like a Yosemite Sam. And then if you can do me a favor, do you know anything about Rick Santorum?
No.
Okay. He's running. He's getting a lot of the Christian vote, the hardcore Christian vote.
Okay.
If you can Google just his last name, Santorum.
Okay.
And tell me one of the top two things that come up should be
all right.
Some sort of definition. If you can read that. And did you get it already?
Yeah, It says Santorum says daughter has pneumonia. But
no, no, that's wait, not the that, one.
That's Washington Post. That's an hour
no,
ago.
No, no. We don't want. We don't want the oh, most recent news.
But poor, you know, he's got an ailing daughter. Come on. Aww.
No, no. Yeah, that is very sad, and I make
okay,
no jokes about that.
What do you want?
Go down to his website.
Neologism. What is that? Neologism.
I don't know what any of that means. But the first or second website under that should be if you Googled him.
I did. Tell me again.
Really.
Yes. Oh, wait. No, yeah. I can't say this online.
I guess you found
Do
it.
Do you want me to say this?
Does it start with a frothy mix? Is it a frothy mix?
No, it starts with, gosh, how can I say this? Can't say it.
No, you can't. No, no, it's not pretty. It's,
can I point it to you? I'm gonna point this website to
I know what his definition is. I am, yeah, no, I am fully aware. If you Google Santorum, one of the top two things to pop up usually, and I don't like using the word pop up in that scenario, is starts with frothy mix, and I will leave it at that, and you can Google it yourself. And that is, well, there was one more thing I want to talk about, which was my favorite part of the whole debate. Completely out of left field, by the way, was Newt Gingrich, because he was in Florida where all the NASA business used to be, not as much as there used to be. And so he said by the end of his second term, if he was elected, there was going to be a moon base.
Oh, yeah?
A permanent moon base that we need to get there before the Chinese. He wanted to race the Chinese to the moon.
We haven't even flown to the moon in decades, and he wants to set up a moon base.
Apparently, he feels the Chinese now have a head start, and he wants to make it to 51st state.
Can I say he's crazy?
Well, I think,
when did the Chinese start trying to go to the moon?
So Chinese, we're going to the moon starting now. Okay. And then we went, and then we're going.
All right.
Everybody's
great.
Mooning it up.
Go Newt. You're wacky.
All right. Well, when we come back, let's talk about the Oscars. I want to get some predictions.
Yeah, let's do the Oscars.
And finally, I'm pleased to announce that the films selected as Best Picture nominees for 2011 are War Horse, Steven Spielberg and Kathleen Kennedy, producers. The Artist, Thomas Langman, producer. Moneyball, Michael DeLuca, Rachel Horowitz, and Brad Pitt, producers. The Descendants, Jim Burke, Alexander Payne, and Jim Taylor, producers. The Tree of Life, nominees to be determined. Midnight in Paris, Letty Aronson and Steven Tenenbaum, producers. The Help, Bronson Green and Chris Columbus and Michael Barnathan, producers. Hugo, Graham King and Martin Scorsese, producers. And Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, Scott Rudin, producer.
Oh, hello. I haven't seen Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, but maybe I should.
Apparently that title is just describing the people there.
Hold up, Gus.
Yes.
You are Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close to me right now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So let me ask you, out of all those people,
yeah.
Who do you think is taking Best Picture?
Okay, well, I wrote down my Oscar predictions. Want to hear them really quick?
Oh, yes, I do. For Best Picture.
Best Picture.
And there's I think... What are there, 12 movies not nominated this year?
Well, I think they've increased the size of the Best Picture nominee candidates to 10. And I think they only chose 9 this year. As if it's a statement to say, we said that we can do 10, but we're only going to do 9. There's only really 9 good films. But why even raise it to 10?
I think what they did was it did something with you needed a certain amount of votes or certain percentage of the vote, and that gets you... A nomination.
Sure. Okay. But anyway, my prediction for Best Picture is definitely The Artist.
The Artist.
Yes.
I have to assume that is the favorite by a lot.
That is the favorite.
Okay.
It's
I'm marking these down. I'm circling these. So when you're incorrect, I can mock endlessly.
Hey, so what am I going to win if I get a lot of right, predictions?
Well, that all depends
what
on what you're asking for.
What are we betting?
What are we betting?
I'm a betting man.
Are you really?
Or a woman.
Well, yeah, well, I was going to say, if you're a betting man, you're not doing very well. But if you're a betting woman, you place the bet and I'm in. I'm in. And then you have to tell me how many you have to get right, because there's a bunch. There's a bunch.
No. I'm only going to do the top stuff. The stuff that people care about.
I'm not.
Like best Technicolor, best.
Best Technicolor Dream Coat. Best Technicolor Dream Coat.
Well,
let me ask you this. Which one of these award shows, because there's a bunch of them, and I'm going to ask you about that shortly, but which one of these award shows gives the award for the best award show? There's the SAG Awards, the DGA Awards, Golden Globe Awards, the People's Choice Awards.
Is this a trick question?
I don't know if there's an answer to that. Does one of them actually give that award, or do they all just give it to themselves?
They give them to themselves, but I actually do want to clarify about all these award shows, because it does get confusing, and I didn't know until recently. But okay, come on, predictions, ask me.
You want to keep going predictions first?
Best
okay,
actor.
Best actor. I can't even pronounce all their names, so best
no,
actor.
No, just tell me who I think is
best. You just want to throw in a prediction. Who is winning best actor?
Yeah, okay, I think I knew whose name you were stumbling on. Okay, Damien Bichir.
Sure. Is that the one? I hope that's the one you're predicting, because that's the one I can't pronounce.
It is.
That's fantastic.
Okay. Damien Bichir for A Better Life, George Clooney, Jean Dujardin, and Gary Oldman.
See, I can pronounce that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Dujardin, I can pronounce. Oldman, I'm on, and I dominate saying Brad Pitt. I'm fine with that. But the first one, I struggled.
Okay. Well, so my prediction is for best actors, Damien. And I'm not just saying that because he's Latin.
Do you just say it because you like to hear yourself say it? Because I like to hear you say it. Can you say it one more time? Who won?
In fact, I'm kind of butchering it.
No. Say it one more time, because it's awesome.
Damien Bichir.
See, I don't care how accurate it is. Seriously, it's sexy as hell. I don't care how accurate.
Sexy.
Oh, it's fantastic. I hope he wins so we can talk about him next week.
¿Quieres tomar agua en el lago?
I don't know what you're saying.
You know what I said? I said, you want to go drink water at the lake.
You know what? Whatever you're saying, the answer is yes. As long as you say it that way, the answer is absolutely.
Okay, so him for The Better Life, but I actually did see the movie. I saw most of these movies, actually, except for Gary Oldman. Damien really, really was amazing, incredibly soulful, incredibly deep, okay?
Gary Oldman, if you want to call in, since she apparently eliminated you without seeing your movie, if you want to call in and complain about that, feel free. Gary, the number is 1-800-893-9562. We are waiting for your call. Best actress.
Well, actually, let me add continue on to what you just said. I invite anybody to call in during this Oscar predictions talk, because I know that we live in LA and there are a lot of people in the entertainment business. So give us a call and debate about it, or give us your prediction. So best actress is definitely Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady. I saw it last night.
Really?
Or was it yesterday?
Did she replace somebody you thought before that was going to win? Or do you just always assume Meryl Streep's going to win something?
Kind of. I kind of thought that maybe Michelle Williams for My Week with Marilyn, but I saw The Iron Lady yesterday, and I kind of thought the movie was boring.
Really?
I really forced myself to see it, because Margaret Thatcher was a little beyond before my time. But every time Meryl Streep came onto the TV. Mm-hmm. Every time she was even just like, I mean, close-ups, it was, she was brilliant. She played two different women. The very young Meryl Streep is played by a completely different actress, but the, you know, middle-aged, and then she played an old woman. And she was just remarkable.
She's always good. When is she not good?
Okay, but listen, she should have won an Oscar for one of my favorite movies that she's in, and she totally got snubbed.
Which one?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Gus. It's because I'm a huge fan of this movie, and Mamma Mia.
You can barely say it with a straight face, huh? Is that what happened? I'm a huge fan. I just don't admit it publicly.
Mamma Mia.
Is that what's going on?
She was awesome.
So that one you don't say with an accent. That kind of sucks. But okay, fair enough. So she got ripped off on Mamma Mia, you're claiming.
Yes.
And so they're coming in with The Iron Lady.
Yes.
All right.
She redeemed herself. Yes.
All right. I like it. And who was it Tilda Swinton who got ripped off? Or she was in, wasn't she nominated
something
or win
like
a Golden Globe?
My Life with Henry, or
you
or,
can't throw a Henry in there. I think there's a Kevin or somebody.
Oh, Kevin, yes. That's some common name.
Is Henry the neighbor? Is Henry, like, he stops by when Kevin's busy? So I think she got replaced in the nominees with Rooney Mara, who, by the way, is daughter of the owner of the Giants.
What?
Or at least related. Maybe
what?
Not daughter. Yes. Yes.
Well, you know, I did enjoy that movie, but I saw the original version, the Swedish version, and I liked that one. I would say a hell of a lot better.
A hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
Pretend you're on the fence, and then boom, you slam the new one?
Yeah, well, you know.
What was wrong with the new one? What was the difference?
It sort of didn't stick to the storyline, and it just, there was something about seeing it in a foreign language, and some people are probably going to go like, ooh, boo, subtitles. But there was something about the subtitles and seeing it in foreign.
Made you feel smarter, didn't it? Made you feel smarter.
I'm smart, dude.
But made you feel even smarter than that.
Yes, okay.
Said, holy
it did,
shit,
it
I
did.
Just read my movie.
It did. No, but so I like the original better. And I actually have a friend who I told him to watch the original. But he got bored with the first one, so he's going to just skip to the second and third of the original. But anyway.
Really? He got bored with it, but he's still going to go to the next one.
Only because he saw, because we both went to go see the American version.
Gotcha. Gotcha, but questionable. But, okay, we got you from Meryl Streep, Best Supporting Actor.
Yes.
What do you got?
Best Supporting Actor, I did not see him, but Christopher Plummer, because he's old.
If you would have, if you, but just so you know, if you, because he's
old. He's old. He deserves it. He's old. He's a good actor.
Because he's old.
Yes.
That is
fair. Okay,
is
come
that,
on.
So do we go by age? Is that how we,
I think,
is it just for men
I
or
think
women
the
too?
The man deserves it. He did win the Golden Globe though, by the way. But I mean, come on. He's up against Jonah Hill. I saw Moneyball. Jonah Hill, you just played opposite of everything you always play.
Is okay, that is that not impressive? It. Is that not impressive
no,
to do?
No.
To play
no,
against your stereotype? No? No?
I was watching him and I was like,
if you played a fat old Jewish man, I would say, hey, that's a hell of a role. That's well done.
That's the opposite of what I play.
That is what I'm saying.
What do I play generally then?
Whatever the opposite of a fat old Jewish
what
man is.
What is the opposite of a fat old Jewish man?
A petite,
Jewish
pretty
man.
Non-Jewish woman.
Yeah!
That is what I'm coming with.
Hey, what's wrong with petite, pretty Jewish women?
Nothing. It's just, it's complete opposite of the role you would win the award for is all I'm saying.
I could play Jewish.
Could you really?
Sure can.
You should put that, as long as you put that accent on, that would be fantastic. Yeah. I'd love to hear a little Hebrew with a Spanish accent.
Sure.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
Keith Coogan, by the way, freaked out over the Jonah Hill nomination. That was fantastic.
Oh, so, he liked it?
No, he did not. He has nothing against him, but he did not think that
and
was
I'm
worthy.
I'm the same way. Nothing against him. Love him, but really? No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know what love means, but sure enough, you guys shit all over Jonah Hill, and then boom, Christopher Plummer it is. Best Supporting Actress, who do we have?
Octavia Spencer from The Help.
Holy crap, threw her right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And not even a question. Is that because that's the only one you saw, or is that because she deserved it?
Heck no, I saw all of them, but Albert Nobbs. Nobbs? Nobbs?
I don't know. I like when you say that, though. That's fun. We're going to go with Best Director. What do you got?
The Artist. Michael, please help me out.
No. I was hoping you were going to pick him.
No. Go ahead.
No. I got nothing. The guy from The Artist.
Darn you. Yes, The Artist.
Hasn't a vicious. That's what I'm coming with.
I don't know.
That couldn't possibly be close. But he sounds tough when I say it.
Yes. If anybody out there listening knows how to say this name, please call.
Yes.
And the number is?
And the number is 1-800-893-9562. Call in. Give me your predictions. Give me your snubs because we're going to get to that in a moment as well. You know what? I'll ask you. Well, this is a tough one. I don't know if I need you on the record for best screenplay unless you have a strong pick for best screenplay. I'm going to snubs.
Bridesmaids was good.
Yeah, you know what? We'll give it.
Chick flick, yes.
I'm going to give it to you.
Chicks are funny. Older chicks are funny.
That, you know what? That was such a good movie, and it's rare to have that successful of a comedy with an all-female cast. That was a fantastic movie. I'm all for that. I will circle it, and that will be the one I won't look skeptical on.
Okay,
love it.
Thank you.
Love it. Now, anybody you can't believe didn't get nominated or did get nominated? About Leo? Nothing for Leo?
That's the first name that came into my head, Leo. I didn't see the movie, though. I heard it was comical. Okay, this is what I heard.
You heard it was comical.
No,
that's not a good sign.
That's not a good thing. I did hear that, I think on the radio, I was driving and I heard on the radio that they went to the movie of, what was it? What was it?
It was J. Edgar.
There you go. And that when he came on the screen with the full prosthetic makeup of an old man, that people in the whole theater laughed. Didn't buy it.
That's tough.
That sucks.
That is not a good reaction. If you walk out of that movie and say, "Oh, I just saw J. Edgar, I was cracking up." That's not a ringing endorsement. What do you think about Billy Crystal?
I think that Eddie Murphy would have been a really fun choice for an Oscar host. I think Billy Crystal's great. I mean, come on. He's a wonderful actor of my time.
I think we have a caller. Do we have Marty on the line?
Yes.
Hey, Marty. How are you, buddy?
Hi, Marty.
Hello. So I just wanted to say that I agree 100% that I prefer the Swedish version.
You do?
Of Girl with Dragon Tattoo.
Yes. Did you see the trilogy? You saw all three?
I saw them both. I didn't see all three, but I did see the Swedish and I saw the American Fincher version.
Was it close to you, or were you as one-sided as Kike was?
No, I mean, I like them both. I haven't read the book, but the thing that I was bothered by in the American version was how quickly Lisbeth character sort of became his girlfriend.
Yes, fell like, for him, right?
It wasn't like, they're supposed to be European and more like casual about it, and she seemed to be, you know, she was a confused young girl in the Swedish version.
And in the American version, thank you for bringing that up, Marty, because that's exactly what I forgot to mention. She was like a puppy love crush on the lead character, that, and that just didn't work for me.
No.
That's not how the
Swedish
version
went. Yeah, I didn't buy that. And then the other thing... They forced it? I love David Fincher, but those opening credits was like a perfume ad on meth.
Today's cross marketing, it's not out of the realm of possibility there that was an actual ad.
Talk about cross marketing, Rooney Mara. I mean, she looked like a beautiful woman or a beautiful, you know, female looking effeminate man.
And she's actually pretty gorgeous, and her sister is
What is her relation to whoever owns the Giants, by the way?
Right, so she is the daughter of one of the owners and the granddaughter of the original owner.
Wow.
And the great-granddaughter of the original owner of the Steelers.
No way.
Wow.
Nepotism. Alive and well.
Yeah.
But wait, who's her sister?
Who's her sister?
Well, didn't you just say sister?
No.
Oh, the sister.
Marty said the sister.
There is another Mara, whatever her name is.
Well, I would have picked that, yes.
Yeah, but she's a what the heck?
You're claiming the sister has the same last name, though.
Are you making this up, Marty? I don't know.
I'm looking
you're
up
stalling.
Right now.
Oh, that's why he's stalling. I picked up on it, didn't I?
Yeah, Marty's winging it right now.
Yes,
he's Googling
he's
his
Googling.
Ass off.
No, because I know Kate Mara is her sister.
Don't know her. She an actress?
Kate Mara was in 127 Hours.
Oh.
Ah, there you go.
Don't know.
She was the daughter of Heath Ledger's character on Brokeback Mountain.
I wish that family would have would use their connections, actually. That's tough.
She was on 24.
That's a nice little
IMDb page she's got kicking already.
That is just wonderful. Congratulations, Rooney. You are awesome.
Thank you very much, Marty, for the call. I appreciate it, buddy. Marty, you still there? Did we lose you already?
All right. See you later. Bye, Marty. Okay.
That was nice.
Yeah,
that was
really nice. I'm glad that he agreed with me on the Swedish version.
Yeah, apparently that was nice. Someone came, called in and backed you up despite all the skeptical looks that I shoot.
I'm always right. Gus, look at me. I'm always right.
It's good to know. I've learned that. I used to live with a woman, and I learned that the hard way. Before we move on, let me ask you real quick. Billy Crystal, you happy with Billy Crystal's ninth time?
Sure. Yeah, why not? He's great at it. Would I like Eddie Murphy? Sure. And Brett Ratner? Yeah. Let's see what they got going on. But they fell back with the thing that they always know.
Well, I would certainly prefer it more than the Franco Hathaway mess that was last year.
You're right. I forgot about that.
I'm not sure Franco has woken up from that sleep.
I totally forgot about them.
That was bad. That's what I thought. When they said 127 hours, that's how long that show felt.
No.
That's what I thought they were talking about.
Okay,
that was tough.
Can I just say this really quick? Do you know why Eddie Murphy and Brett Ratner, got fired and bowed out?
Go ahead, why?
Okay, well, first, Brett Ratner used a homophobic slur at a screening at his new film at the red carpet of Tower Heist, which starred Eddie Murphy.
Right.
So that's where the tie came in. And
right.
I didn't know that at first. I'm like, huh?
The Ratner was supposed to produce, and he asked Eddie to host.
Yes, exactly. And then Brett Ratner went on the Howard Stern show. Okay, pause. And where he engaged in a long and graphic discussion of his sexual practices, body parts, and former lovers. And the Academy said, no, thank you, you're out of here.
Now, first of all, did he not know what he was getting into going on to the Howard Stern show? Like,
do you not know what you're getting into?
But
have you ever listened to the Howard Stern show?
You have to assume he has as well. I mean, I would have loved to have seen Eddie try it, but Billy's so good. As long as somebody woke up Franco and got him out of the place. So,
are you playing the Jewish card?
No, you can't prove that.
Okay.
No, he is good, but he definitely represents nicely. There's no doubt about it. But he is great. His ninth time, he's fantastic. I from what I heard from what the slur was, Sounded more like a stupid saying that he said as opposed to a hateful statement.
Can you give me an example?
I believe the actual quote. Actual quote, from what I understand, other than all the Howard Stern stuff, was they asked him about rehearsal, and he said rehearsals for fags. Mm-hmm. And that was, but now that may be combined. Now I understand that they're trying to rid people
clean
from using that word,
yes,
from being used so readily. And I can understand that, especially in this business when it's as prominent as it is, it's, you know, very insulting. However, I don't know whether there was more to it or whether or not he said some filthy shit on the Howard Stern show as well.
That was probably a big part of it. And the filthy stuff just was like insult to injury.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But all right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little sports. You know, we'll get Kobe. Kobe, I think, actually maybe a little more focused coming up in the near future. One of the best quarterbacks of all time, maybe, on the move. And let's listen to this.
Here comes Billy Cundiff to tie this game. And in all likelihood, send it to overtime. The last 2 years, 16 of 16 in the fourth quarter on field goals. 32 yards to tie it. And the kick, look out! It's no good. Low snap. The kick is good.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice.
Mr. New York, come on, sing it.
That is nice. Are you kidding me? You can't have this voice sing. People would be moving out of the neighborhood.
Please, I want to hear you say that.
Nobody wants
the first line.
Nobody wants this voice to sing. No,
please.
Oh, that is adorable. No, seriously.
Start spreading.
That's fantastic. Now you can sing it. That's awesome. That is awesome. But nobody wants me singing at all. That, by the way, oh, I can't believe they're going to the Super Bowl. That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
Hold up. The Giants are going to the
that
Super
is so
Bowl.
So nice.
I just knew that you would like that.
Oh, it's great to hear. I'm going to actually, if you can, Jeremy, play that, call me and play that every couple of hours, that would be fantastic.
Jeremy needs to say it. Jeremy, our producer.
Oh, every week he says it.
Go Giants.
I love it. Love it. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, so I don't have a team I'm really rooting for. So
you do now.
Association. Should I root for the
Get
Giants?
On the bus, sister.
Really?
Sit right next
I
to me.
I do like New York.
You can either like New York, you can dislike Boston. We're fine with either one of them. Pick.
Oh, wait.
We're fine.
The other team's from Boston?
Yes, ma'am. Easy. Easy.
I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up.
Easy.
Oh. Do I want to stay friends with you? So
it just depends on the mood you want to deal with.
Ooh.
That's all it depends on.
I like New York.
That's all I want to hear. All you have to do is lie. You're an actress. Lie to me. I'll believe it.
Oh, you're so wrong. You.
Actress and a woman. You can lie to me and it'll just fit right in. It won't be a problem.
Sure. Thanks for throwing all women under the bus. All actresses under the bus.
Yes, but it's only because it's pretty accurate. Okay, so we have the two teams. We have a rematch from the 2007 Super Bowl. Eli Manning.
Who won the 2007 Super Bowl?
The 2007 Super Bowl was the 18-0 Patriots trying to become the first 19-0 team ever and lost on a touchdown pass by Eli Manning with about 20-something seconds to go.
Look at you.
Yeah, I was...
You remember... I saw you go into your head to pull that out.
Oh, first of all, yeah.
You didn't even look at any papers, no computers. You knew.
No, when I go inside my head, it's a bad look on my face. That is a bad look. There's no doubt. As a Giants fan, I just stopped screaming about that. What was that, 4 years ago? Oh, yeah, I just stopped screaming about that three weeks ago.
That explains your voice.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, because can I just explain to all the listeners out there, when I heard Gus on the radio before...
You thought I was 700 years old?
I might have thought you were 700, 750-ish, but I definitely thought you were older.
Yes, I went...
Can I say... Really heavy set. I was thinking, what's that guy's name?
Well, hold
Jeremy?
On. I well, hold am, on. Or you thought
Wait.
I was really heavy
Wait,
set?
Wait, hold on. Jeremy, who's that guy I was thinking Gus sounded like or looked like?
God.
Oh, Artie Lang.
Yes, there you go. That's the name. I thought you were like another Artie Lang.
Holy shit, what is that?
Nice. Do you hate me now?
Well, not loving you more, I can tell you that much. That hurts a little bit.
Go Giants.
No, there you go. That helps. I'm over it. That was fantastic. All I'm right. very easy to manipulate.
Obviously. And that is the power of a woman.
Yes. Yes. It does not hurt. Keith tried that last week. That shit does not work when he does it. He hits the high notes, everything, nothing. Does not work. So we got, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Are you all right rooting for the Giants even though it's Tom Brady on the other side? Are you one of those women that, that's what I'd like to hear. Tom who?
Whatever.
They love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Now, here's a little side note that gets a lot of press in New York, okay. Which is before the season started, Eli was interviewed and asked if he thought he was an elite quarterback. An elite quarterback, the way the question was phrased, was an elite quarterback like Tom Brady, in the class of Tom Brady, I think is how it was worded. And Eli, being confident, said, yeah, I think I'm good. I think Tom is, you know, great and he's always getting better. And yeah, I think I'm in that class. That was all he said. But from there, they basically went, well, Tom's one of the best and he's won 3 championships and who the fuck are you? And so they kind of ripped him a little bit on, oh, really? You think you're that good? You think you're that good? And now he's had one of the best seasons ever. And strangely enough, one of the best seasons ever, although technically Tom Brady's technically had a better season, but now they are meeting in the Super Bowl. And if he beats him, it'll be the 3rd time in a row and the 2nd time in a Super Bowl that he has beaten him.
Ooh.
Now, the rivalry.
There's a lot riding on that for these quarterbacks.
There is. Some people are questioning whether if Eli wins this game, whether that already punches his ticket to the Hall of Fame.
And what do you think?
Hall of Fame is a big call, but if he wins 2 of them, that's already more than his brother, who's a Hall of Fame lock. Peyton Manning, Eli's older brother, do you know?
And by the way, my best friend's, one of her twin sons is named after Peyton Manning.
Named after him,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is very funny. Probably, I wonder if we went back and somehow looked how many people within like a 3 or 4 year span when Peyton Manning came out.
It's like the most popular baby name.
Exactly. Especially probably somewhere in the South or Midwest.
Sports fans, absolutely.
I would not be surprised. He has been widely considered one of the best quarterbacks of all time now, Peyton Manning.
Really?
Yes. Eli's older brother.
Oh.
Peyton is the older one. He was in the league for...
I remember knowing Peyton, then all of a sudden all I hear is Eli.
Yes. Peyton has been around for... was around for 6-7 years maybe before Eli came into the league.
Okay.
Eli was his younger brother. Eli was drafted by San Diego, and he didn't want to go to San Diego. He wanted a bigger market. So they made a trade before he ever played a game to go to the Giants. And then because of that, another reason, basically the fact that he's not his brother, who was considered the best, and they had to trade to get him before he ever played a game, you know, he was fighting an uphill battle. Plus, he always has this look on his face like he just found hair in his food. He always kind of has this kind of creeped out look on his face.
Okay.
And he looks a little scared, and you're not sure why, and you don't believe a guy with that look on his face can lead a team, a football team, to the championship.
They're not attractive-looking brothers.
No.
Can I say that?
No.
Yeah, no.
I think Peyton does it. Peyton, well, I mean...
No, neither of them are cute.
No, I hear you. you're probably not going to get me to argue too much with you, but you know, Peyton, I'm used to. Eli looks like if you took Peyton and then you shrunk him and maybe punched him in the face.
Right. Yeah. A little weird.
That being said, I love Eli. Love him.
Okay.
Love him. Punched in the face or not. Love him.
But do you think that when they're at home, you know, kicking back, taking, you know, drinking some brewskis, sitting on the porch in the country's hillside, wherever they live, in a huge giant mansion in the countryside, that one secretly hates the other for their success?
No. I could see the younger one being jealous of the older one for a while because he always had to be held up to the you're not Peyton standard. Eli being jealous of Peyton. But he's never showed that. And I will say this. When Peyton and Tom Brady have always been considered the two biggest rivalries, 1 and 2, as far as the best 2 quarterbacks.
Hey, they're like a Serena and Venus Williams.
They are.
Actually.
Eli and Peyton,
that.
You mean?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, they are now, but for years they weren't. For years it was.
Because they used to have to play each other. Serena
for years it was It was always Peyton and Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Eli is getting better and has already won 1 championship, as many as his brother, now it's starting to be more like that scenario. So now they're saying if Eli wins next week, he's already won more championships than his Hall of Fame, certain Hall of Fame brother.
How do you stay gracious? How do you get knocked off your pedestal and stay gracious as a sibling?
I'll tell you this. I don't know, but as a Giants fan, one of the cooler clips I saw when they won, I told you 4 years ago, they were losing with less than a minute to go, Eli came down, made one of the best plays ever in playoff football when he got out of a couple of tackles and throws this catch, this huge 50-yard bomb that a guy caught holding it against his helmet. when they scored the winning touchdown with 20-something seconds to go, one of the shots the camera caught was Peyton up in the booth freaking out, going absolutely crazy, jumping around like it was heat, like it was his, like you haven't, you never saw Peyton react that excited for his own team. You know, it was very, very cool to see.
That's
actually
sweet.
It was very, very cool to see. But Peyton, one of the best quarterbacks of all time, to wrap this up real quick, is possibly on the move. He's probably going to be replaced with a first round draft pick. He's one of the best, ranked in the top three in most quarterback stats over his career. And they're probably going to replace him because their team stinks.
Aww.
And they're going to have to take the number one pick, who's probably going to be a quarterback. And they don't feel like paying him an extra $28 million to sit around and watch the other guy play. So we may have one of the best quarterbacks ever, hopefully going to the New York Jets, which would be exciting.
All right.
That would be nice to have a couple of Mannings in there. But to real quick, to wrap up sports, your Laker guy, Kobe.
Yeah.
Let's listen to this. Does anybody remember this?
Yeah, I love my wife with all my heart. She's my backbone. You're a blessing. You're a piece of my heart. You're the air I breathe.
That's right. You're my backbone. You're a blessing.
Yeah, isn't that nice? And meanwhile, that was right after
he was Latina and you're hot.
Yeah, she was so hot.
She is.
She was so hot.
She's beautiful.
I'd never seen her.
I didn't even know she was Latina. Not that I care. I don't care who is Latina and who's not. But like once I learned that she was, I'm like, go, baby.
Even looking that angry, that's the first time I saw her. She was looking that angry. Now, in hindsight, it looks like she was probably sitting there thinking, I have 8 more years to wait, and then I'm taking half.
Bite my tongue.
Exactly.
Bite my tongue.
8 years, and then I'll take half.
Here's what I like about her recently, because we actually haven't known much about her at all through this whole like Kobe phenomenon, right? She does not employ nannies, so she raises her two daughters by herself.
It is nice.
Is that not awesome?
And now it's really by herself.
You don't even know about that in Hollywood. Now I would get a nanny.
Yes.
Okay, who am I? I would get a nanny to help me. She does not. Okay, so that's pretty cool. And the other thing is that she's turned down doing Basketball Wives, the VH1 reality show, many a times. And they just recently approached her. She's above it. And a lot of people
she's above
she's
it, and she knows
it.
her husband's sleeping around. Do you really want that on TV? Do you need that on TV?
She's going to need a profession. She's going to need a job.
Why? She's taking half. Taking half.
You cannot sit on your butt on millions of dollars and be happy.
Three homes and $75 million.
What are you going to do? Pick
I
your
will
nose?
Sit on my ass for, yeah. For,
pick your nose and wipe your baby's butts?
If that's
fulfilling.
If that's paying $75 million, yes.
It's not going to be fulfilling forever.
It's fulfilling her nose, if that's what she's doing.
Maybe for a month or a week.
Which, what are your theories on prenup? They didn't have a prenup.
I was going to say that. Can you believe they don't have a prenup?
I don't know. To be honest, I think prenups should be mandatory. I think they should 100% be mandatory.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it's a ridiculous conversation to make people have to get into. I think that that conversation has probably broken up more relationships than a lot of other topics.
I don't know if I agree with the prenup. I think that if the guy has money, then the woman shouldn't do a prenup.
So if it benefits you, is what this decision is based on.
If I have a lot of money, or you know, then definitely prenups are in order.
Okay, so it depends on how much it benefits you.
Yeah.
Okay. No. That seems womanish. That seems fair. But you know, it's hard to argue with that, I guess. But I don't know. For me, here's the thing: is when I say it should be mandatory, that doesn't mean that I believe if people have been married for a certain amount of time that they should be someone's cut off. Good luck. Go get a job or whatever. If there's a certain amount of time that they've been together, she deserves or he deserves X amount.
And that is 10 years in the state of California.
And that should be. And there should be standards of that. But to force people to have a conversation as to whether or not you feel like, I mean, anything somebody had beforehand should be theirs afterwards. If you had it before, that's yours afterwards. I understand if you're together for a certain amount of time, then you're entitled to certain because you're starting over. But otherwise, it doesn't make any sense to me. But nobody ever wants to have that argument because then Gloria Allred comes to your house.
Are you going to get a prenup, Gus?
No, I don't have enough money to get a prenup.
Oh,
I don't need to piss off a woman for that reason. There's no reason.
Ask a woman, she can have half. You palimony? You want to be supported by a woman?
Will you support me, please?
Happen.
Will you support me, please?
Yes, I will make millions and I will support you.
That is awesome.
I will give you $100 a month.
Thank you. I am not signing a prenup, by the way, just so you know.
If
I
you marry me, you are signing a prenup.
I'm not signing.
Plain and simple.
I am not signing shit.
Yeah, you are.
No, there's not a chance. All right, you know what I want to talk about? Coming up, I want to talk about aliens is what we're going to talk about. I know you're excited about that. Let's listen to this.
Wow.
You know what the hell that was?
No.
That's the voices in my head. That's what I'm
what
dealing with.
That's what it sounds
like? Yeah, it's tough. It's tough being me.
Dude, is it like being John Gusevich?
Very, very similar.
A little on in your head?
Yes, almost exactly like that.
Nice.
Pauses and all. It is freaky in here.
Wow. Do you have like a little Afro-froed Cameron Diaz coming out of your skull?
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Stop those dirty thoughts.
I'm not sure I can, but we'll try. We will try. So, basically that was a big jump. That was... A lot of what we just heard was basically all my alien NASA audio tapes, which I love. I watch all my alien stuff.
Let me ask the question that all our listeners are wondering.
Sure.
Do you believe in aliens?
Oh, Gus? God. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes.
Can you tell me why?
Well, I can. Exist? I'll tell you. And first, let me tell you why we're talking about it. The Kepler, what was it?
The Kepler telescope.
Thank
and you know what
you.
The Kepler telescope does?
It finds planets.
It is a planet hunking. What's hunking?
How does it do? Does it hunk planets?
Oh my God.
It hunks planets?
What is a planet hunking telescope?
And how many planets did it hunk?
It's a telescope that looks for hunks in space, basically. Kind of like Muppets in space.
Oh, that would be awesome.
In space.
That would be awesome.
It's a planet hunting telescope. Yes.
That is nice.
That's what I meant to say.
They just found a bunch of them.
11 new planetary systems. 11.
Systems. That's 60 planets.
That's as many toes on my feet.
Wow. You should be a hell of a swimmer. A hell of a swimmer, by the way. It said 2,300 possible planet candidates.
Wow.
Which Newt also is going to yell at, but still, planet candidates, thousands of them. That is,
yeah.
And that, if it said here, the guy described it as saying they took a look at a patch in the sky, not much bigger than your fist.
Uh-huh.
And that's when they discovered. That is what he said. You look up in the sky and basically that small circle is where they found thousands of possible planets.
You're kidding.
No.
Out of like this whole giant picture of our solar system.
So when they keep searching, that's basically in that small, tiny little search,
mm-hmm.
they found thousands of possible ones already.
So why can't we find aliens?
I think they're here.
Okay, so...
I mean, I don't necessarily, not in the studio, but I think they're here, although Jeremy's a little freaky, but...
Jeremy looks a little alien-ish.
Wow, thanks. Thanks, Kiki.
Yeah, well, you know, only because I think aliens are cute.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Compliment, backhanded, but compliment.
Wow, was that a load of shit.
Whoa,
that was a load. Turn the fan on, my man, because that was crap.
Hey.
I will tell you, no, I do. I believe they're here. There's been a handful. I mean, here's the thing is I used to, when I first came into town, I never thought anything about it. Never, you know, it was seemed
about
like
what?
A joke. About any aliens, UFOs, anything.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. When you moved to LA,
yes.
You didn't believe in aliens.
Nope, not one bit.
Okay, but you've lived in LA umpteen years. And now you believe in aliens?
Well, pretty quickly
Why?
After I came in, early
Why?
Into the umpteen.
Did you get abducted?
You can't prove that. No. I had a roommate. When I first moved into town, a guy that I worked with all the time, who believed in every conspiracy of anything you could
think
of.
So you got brainwashed?
No, I watched a bunch of shows with him, a bunch of them. And over a certain amount of time, there's certain things that keep coming back. Certain names of people and certain cases where you're like, that's not just one dude in a field who saw something. That's, you know, there's cases that forget Roswell. There's cases, but that's the first one where you go, all right, there's a guy who went to the press, a guy who worked in, a military man who didn't benefit in any way. As a matter of fact, got shipped out to a different area for coming out and saying, we found a UFO. And then when he dies, right before he dies, he says, of course it was a UFO. It wasn't a weather balloon. That's ridiculous. There's too many cases.
The government can't come after him then.
Well, no, yeah, he, at that point he was 89 years old and he was dying.
Okay, so why not say it earlier?
Well, because he was still working for the military. Yeah, he has a life and a family and a career he has to worry about.
Hey, so would you be a willing abductee?
No.
Why not?
I would love to know what's going on. I'd love to know the truth.
Believe in aliens. Wait, believe in aliens too, but...
So believing in them and wanting them to test on my body are two different scenarios.
What if they don't want to test on your body? What are they abducting me for? Their beautiful planet.
Game show? We're going to go on a game show?
With you and,
that sounds awesome.
You know, or give you tons of, gold or whatever the value of, I don't know. What? E.T. Think E.T. Okay, think good. Think
if,
your thoughts.
Okay, so yes, here's the thing is, if I can hang out with the thing and it's kind of cool looking and he does the neck trick and his heart lights up and Neil Diamond sings a song, yeah, I'm all for it. But if this thing is...
my finger.
Yeah.
Ow.
That would heal.
Gus,
that would help.
Gus,
I can't reach. I'm just a little fella. I'm a little fella.
And say, ow.
No, I can't do that.
Okay,
ouch. I'll give you that one.
You did it.
All right, we'll give you that one.
Thank you.
Now, here's the thing, and I'm going to give you these cases for anyone that's listening to this. I will give you three specific early cases more recent cases of UFO stuff that to me specifically falls into a different category than, oh shit, you know, somebody saw something in a field and he might have been on drugs.
Okay, check this out. I'm going to play devil's advocate. Go.
Okay, and tell me if you've heard of any of these. Have you ever heard of Rendlesham Forest?
Bullshit. Oh, okay. Hold on. I didn't even hear the story.
It does exist, but it still might be bullshit. Have you ever heard of the event at Rendlesham Forest?
It sounds like shit. No.
No, sounds kind of Robin Hood-y, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it's not. It is, that's actually in England, but U.S. forces on a base, two bases and NATO forces, 1980, okay. Not that long ago. Now it's kind of long ago, but we're not going back to the 60s.
I wasn't even born then.
Why don't you shut up? So we got Rendlesham Forest, and we basically have the highest ranking military officer to ever inquire about what the hell he saw. And when I say saw, I mean he and other military guys with a Geiger counter and an audio recording that has since been played stood there for hours and looked at it.
Okay.
Touched it.
Touched what?
Touched the craft that was floating around over the military base. There is, if you, people get online, look up Rendlesham, R-E-N-D-L-E-S-H-A-M, Rendlesham Forest. There is, I'm telling you, if any of this is true.
And see if they believe in aliens or to rebuttal what you're talking
about.
I
like it. Somebody call in and tell me I'm nuts, or better yet, tell me you're abducted. 1-800-893-9562 or Alf, feel free to call in. You can call in as well.
Why not E.T.? I like E.T.
Oh, E.T.'s nice, yeah. But I think he left. He left at the end of the show.
Okay, so military folks touch a spaceship. Okay, could they have been on LSD? Could they have worked a really long shift? Could they have been just
multiple guys
famous off of the story? Why do we believe that they're saying the truth?
Well, and here's the thing is, because it was multiple people. It was over a lot of time. It was reported by many people on the base days before. The guy in charge didn't see anything, said just write it up as they saw some light in the sky and move on. 2 days later, it came back. Somebody came in. He said, this is bullshit. I'm going out. You and you and you come with me. They went out. And basically, he has hours of notes of specifically, and you can hear their audio recording as it's happening.
Photos. It's 1980.
He had photos. He had photos.
Show me pictures.
He had photos. They didn't let him keep the photos.
Who's they?
The military. He's in the military. He's on the base. Okay. He can't walk away with the photos.
So he can't keep photos.
I'll give you another one.
Give me another one.
First of all, have you seen a lot of people, 1997, Lights Over Phoenix?
Yeah, I was living in Phoenix in 1997.
Were you really? Did you see it?
No, and I was so mad. Oh, okay, now my alien believer is coming out and I'm dropping the devil's advocate. No, I had to see that the lights in the sky over Phoenix on the news.
When
I was in Phoenix. Do you know how livid I was? I'm how did I miss this?
How do you miss that?
I don't know.
What the hell are you doing?
Wait, was I in Phoenix in 1997?
No, you weren't even. You were shit-faced in LA. You have no idea where you were.
Well, I was partying in college.
I might have made it. Wait a second. Now, do you remember what the was it the
was
governor?
Do
you remember
formation.
What the governor did at that press conference? Do you remember that thing when he kind of made that joke?
No.
Okay. So the governor One of the worst names of all time. Fife Symington, by the way, is the governor at that point in time.
I know Fife.
No, you do not. Do you really? Fun to say Fife. But
yeah,
sure.
Well, I was there. Okay.
He brought in a... he says, okay, we found the culprit. People are freaking out. He goes, we found the culprit. And then he brings in...
Flares.
A friend in a... In a, an alien mask.
Well, you know, oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Sort of. But do you know that we have a major Air Force base over there? It's not Edwards. It's, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Luke Air Force Base.
I heard that in this report about this. Years after that governor is out of office,
yeah.
He comes clean and says, I knew way more than I admitted to knowing. No, he wouldn't admit to that. He knew way more than he admitted to knowing.
He got prodded by
an alien? Probably. He saw it. Okay. He said he saw it before he did any of the joke or any of that. But he's like, what am I going to do? He goes, if I tell people I saw something and I can't explain it, I'm the governor. What am I supposed to do? So he actually said he saw it. And basically since then.
Did he saw the lights?
No, he went out. When he saw it on the news, he went out to the park and stood there with a bunch of people and watched the thing for 3 minutes fly over his head.
It's awesome.
And I heard him say it, specifically tell the story, which he was the guy who originally was, you know, making fun of it. But my favorite, and I will keep this one brief and let people look it up if they want, is Japan Airlines in 1986. Japan Airlines flight 1628.
Is it 80 again?
1986.
Why are we doing 80s? Why isn't there people coming forward more recently?
These are the best cases.
We're in 2000s.
Best cases is what I got.
We're about to die in 2012.
I got 11 months.
The calendar.
11 months.
And we don't have any sightings of UFOs.
I have 11 months.
Come on.
It is.
By the way, I have a caller who's not on the line, who is on my text. Blowing my text up, saying that UFO aliens are actually women.
UFO aliens are women?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that why they're texting it?
Do you believe that? Do you think we're aliens?
All women are aliens?
Yes.
Women in general are aliens?
In general.
I don't understand them, but I think they're... I don't know how
maybe
alien they are.
Maybe that's
they're alien to me. I don't know.
Foreign. Latinas.
They... All right, before...
It is possible.
I understand them just as much. So it is definitely possible. But Kike, why don't you fill me in the rest of the news?
Yes.
Tell us what is going on.
So check this out. These are like my quick headlines, okay? These are the party headlines.
Party headlines.
All right. Did you know that Demi Moore was hospitalized? Can I tell you she was doing whippets before being rushed to the hospital with seizure-like symptoms? Do you know how old Demi Moore is? Do you know how old you are when you do whippets? Do you remember how old you were when you did whippets?
I was not 49 when I did whippets. I know
do,
that.
Do you know how old I was? I'm not going to admit if I did
12.
It or not.
I'm going with 12.
I'm not going to admit if I did or not. But
does that not rob you of all the sympathy of overdosing if people find out you just did a 49-year-old whippet?
Hey, listen, what people forget or have forgotten is that Demi Moore was actually a drug addict back in her days. She's in the program.
I think they remember.
Back in like St. Elmo's Fire and all that. So, you know, she's got a history. But I don't believe that she's doing anything hard. I think she's doing whippets. I think she's doing like herb marijuana, whatever they said, like K2 or something.
But usually when somebody calls and they're lying to the cops, they want to make it seem like they did something less bad. Because
no, I don't think so.
Usually they're like, oh my God, well, they didn't know. They didn't take crack. I think they just inhaled some paint.
I don't believe so. When someone is in, like I said this before, fight or flight mode, and they're calling the dispatching an ambulance to help out like a celebrity, a well-known figure in the United States, they're not going to be like, yeah, I don't know what she did. They're going to be like, oh my God, this person just
did you hear the tape?
No, did you?
Yes, and that is exactly what they did. They said no, they kept kind of vaguely saying
really?
What it was. She might have done something. She inhaled something.
Well, anyway.
She smoked something.
Jeremy wants to say something.
I heard people were thinking that she did salvia.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
Which is like a hallucinogen.
Yeah, it's a real bad thing.
Is it worse than LSD?
Yet they sell it on Venice Beach legally. They sell it right there. Like you can get, for $7, you can get a 5-pack of socks and some salvia.
Yeah, salvia is real bad stuff.
Is that how you pronounce it? How do you pronounce
salvia
it?
Salvia divinorum.
Holy crap, it's got a last name?
Yeah.
Really?
Jeremy, have you done salvia?
I've tried salvia.
Dang,
check
you out.
Were the
walls melting in front of your eyes?
No, it wasn't. If that would have happened, that would have been great.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. That, so what did happen great. That was horrible? Because that's horrible to me.
It felt like it just cut off the oxygen to my brain.
Which it probably did.
And, you know, I got the tunnel vision, and then I just got really itchy. And it was very uncomfortable.
Did you scratch your skin off? Tell me you scratched your skin off.
No, it wasn't like that crazy, but...
No.
Well, Jeremy,
all you have to do is go to YouTube and search for Salvia, and there is nothing but bad experiences with that drug.
Well, who has
a great experience?
People.
Who has? I mean, people that write shit only had bad experiences. Rarely do you get good shit. People go, "Oh, this is good. Let me write about it."
But you know what? This is one of those things where
this is your expertise.
Real bad rap.
This is your expertise. You're saying, "Do not do it, kids."
Yeah, I'm all for drugs.
This is
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna mess around. But Salvia, that stuff's just bad.
Okay, people. This is coming from a first degree person that I know. Wait, you know what I mean? Like 6 degrees of separation, first degree of separation. Okay, do not do Salvia. By the way, I really wanted to get Jeremy's input when we were talking about aliens, because he said he has been abducted. But maybe we'll bring it back unless you have a quick story.
Well, no, we can save it for the next time. Okay. I'm sure aliens will come up in the future.
I'm going to do all I can to make sure it comes up in the future.
Then let me move on to
as long as you stop doubting me and my stories.
I'm not.
Wait till I get into the Japanese pilot. You cut me off on a Japanese pilot. That guy is insane.
Oh, but we'll save that one for later. I was playing devil's advocate for our listeners.
I am with
not
you.
Not everyone's going to be on the same campus. Kike and Gus.
That is probably
which
true.
They should be. If they've like only seen us and listened to us, they would love us. All right. So the next thing that I got is a really kind of funny, but not illegal breast implants in France. Okay. So check this out. This founder of a French breast implants company is under formal investigations because check this out, ladies. Okay. When you go get breast implants, make sure you know who's doing it and what is being inserted into your body.
Oh,
and
no.
I don't mean
easy. You should always know what's being inserted in your body.
And I don't mean that.
if people always were aware of that, I would never get laid. But that's a different story altogether.
Oh,
go ahead. Thank
yes.
you. Thank you. Please try the veal piccata. Thank
Damn.
You.
All right. So, yes, this doctor, which his name cracks me up, Mr. Moss.
No Moss? Is he No Moss?
Like saying, yes, give me Moss. He actually used industrial grade silicone instead of not surgical grade silicone.
To save money. Nice.
Okay. Why does he need to save money? When he was busted in his south of France home and he posted bail of $131,000. I don't think this man needs to save money.
No.
What a douche.
Yeah.
Can I say douche?
Yeah, you can and you should. That's fantastic.
What a jerk.
And that is horrible.
All right. And leading me to jerk, something that wasn't jerk-ish and got snubbed in the Oscars, was Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
So, have you seen Harry Potter?
I haven't seen any of the 48 Harry Potters that
I
have been out.
I love Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and the Old Age Home. He's 92 years old right now.
Those movies, they are the best. How do you not see it?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you also know out there that Gus has not seen one single movie of Harry Potter, nor has he seen one single movie of Lord of the Rings?
I thought they were the same movie. Are they not the same movies?
How can you be a nerd and not see
those? I thought
movies?
It was Harry Potter of the Rings. Are they not all, it's not all one big movie?
That's not the Van Nuys movie I'm talking about.
Oh, different movie.
Very different movie.
Oh, no, I have not seen it.
So, speaking of Harry Potter, one of the major little movie things that we liked in the storyline was about the invisibility cloak.
I like that. It's about
time. Where do you think I'm going with this invisibility cloak?
I assume either Harry or some sort of ring guy has an invisibility cloak. Is one of those people?
Do you really think that we have actually invented an invisibility cloak? Why do we say what is a cloak?
A cloak? I don't know what a cloak is.
I don't know, but keep saying that.
Well, I don't want to wear a cloak unless it makes me invisible. If it makes me invisible, I might do it. But that would be awesome. Did somebody invent that? Is that real?
Yes, people. Yes.
That's real.
Invisibility cloak has been invented, and it uses, check this out, it uses meta material Okay, it sounds like Meta World Peace.
Meta World Peace, right? Little chunks of Meta World Peace. That's nice.
Chunks of Meta World Peace. Maybe that's why he changed his name.
is that real though? That's awesome. That is.
And it's that meta material is used to hide three-dimensional objects. So officially, we have created, invented an invisibility cloak.
And now check this out though too. Imagine this, if we're hearing about it, they have to be well into beyond very, just figuring that out.
Very, right?
Yeah, I mean, you'd think if they just, we're not figuring that shit out now. They would have all sorts of ships that are completely, or planes that are completely invisible.
Check this out, Gus. That brings the saying of be a fly on the wall to a whole new meaning.
Mm.
Oh.
That would be nice. It's about time we get to that kind of technology, though. Where are the Jetsons flying cars? Where is all that crap?
So, do you want to know what metamaterial is, by the way?
Yes, because I have no idea.
Neither do I. It just sounded fun to say. It's a man-made material that doesn't appear in nature, obviously, if it's man-made, hello, and has... one paper put it, exotic electromagnetic properties. Mm. So I think that it's been being created in Van Nuys.
Really?
Exotic.
That's nice.
Exotic.
Van Nuys is not that exotic. I've been to Van Nuys.
Van Nuys is creating exotic material.
If I was in Van Nuys, I may want to disappear as well.
Okay, I had to explain that. Never mind.
No, that's my fault. That is my fault. I got excited over the Jetson flying cars.
I know you do. You said that last week. moving on. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you like coffee?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you like beer?
Yes.
Do you like wine?
Yes, I do.
Do you like...
at the same time, all of them, but yes.
Well, how would you like going to Starbucks and being able to order some alcohol?
I would like being able to order alcohol everywhere.
Oh my God. Can you believe that Starbucks is going to have beer and wine to sell here in LA?
Is that true?
Yes.
Is that really?
You can now go to... not now. But you're going to be able to go to Starbucks and order alcohol. And check this out. I love this. I love the saying. Okay. One of the VPs from Starbucks said... Starbucks wishes to create a warm and inviting place for customers to come and unwind and connect with people they care about. And this is coming from the vice president of U.S. operations named Clarice Turner. All I have to say is, Clarice. Hello, Clarice. Is she going to offer Chianti?
Yes, apparently she will, actually. Now she will. Although, can I order it normally? Do I have to get like a... half a frappa, kappa, beerachino. Can I get a normal thing?
Are probably going to invent many different ways where you can order a glass of wine.
I generally go to 7-Eleven because at least I know how to get coffee there. When I go to Starbucks, I have to let somebody else order it. I don't know.
Maybe it's because 7-Eleven is cheaper?
It could be, or because I can get a mug of it and just pour it, as opposed to standing there.
You can get a mug of it at Starbucks. Against Starbucks?
What's a medium at Starbucks?
It's a grande.
You see? Thank you very much. Why can't it be a medium?
Italian roasted coffee.
What?
Why does it have to be medium? Why can't it be grande?
Because I'm not in Italy.
Well, what if you can just, use different words? Why does it have to be medium?
Because I get confused.
You talk Starbucks talk?
I do, but you know what? Here's the thing.
It's a niche.
I'm at a stage in my life where I feel like I should be able to know enough already. I had the education where I should be able to go in and order coffee without taking another language.
Stage in your life.
That's the stage. I'm at the order coffee without a menu stage.
Well, guess what? I went to Starbucks with you the other day, and guess what you ordered?
I don't know. What did I order?
A grande.
Did I really?
You said grande.
Did I say grande?
You learned it.
I don't remember any of this.
Go Gus!
I don't remember any
of
this.
You now speak Italian. Oh, coffee Italian.
I am so bilingual.
Oh, good for you. You're trainable.
Well.
Oh, any woman would be happy to have you.
Oh, that's a great lie. You should pass that on.
Jeremy's laughing in the food. He knows I'm right.
Oh, Jeremy always says those wonderful things to me.
All right, to wrap up my little fun fact news, did you hear about the Somalia rescue?
I heard a little bit about it.
Think that you're going to like this.
I love it.
I think this is going to be right up your alley.
What do you got? You made me laugh. What do you got?
I'm thinking that too, by the way. Stop it. There was this couple that was basically kidnapped by pirates, rebels, just mean ass.
This is not a Johnny Depp
foreign
plot.
Foreign people. No.
No, it's a real story.
Okay, real story. So these people are kidnapped. And wouldn't you know it? There was a daring raid by the same Navy SEAL unit that killed Osama bin Laden.
The Navy SEAL Team 6 guys? Those guys?
Yes, in Pakistan last May.
Seriously, how badass are those guys?
Badass. So check this out. They parachute. Okay, I'm gonna reenact. Reenact how they did this, okay?
Sure, you're acting your ass off.
I'm gonna put my acting skills.
Nervous wreck watching this. Okay, go ahead.
Me.
Okay, hold on. What is my motivation?
Hold on, let me clear the face. Okay, so they parachuted down into the Somalia desert, marching to the kidnapper's compound, killing Somalis in what was being described as a gunfire. Pow, pow, pow. Rescuing the two hostages and flying away to safety by helicopter.
How'd they fly? Tell me again that they flew away. Oh, that's nice. That's very nice.
That's a helicopter.
Yes, it is. So that is nice.
Is that not crazy?
I feel safe.
What? Oh, here's what. Here, okay, so stop it.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay, wait, hold on. My ego?
Yes, ma'am.
Wants to know how good was I? How'd you like that?
Are we still talking about the acting?
No, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, my acting.
Fantastic, yes.
Awesome.
No, can you do the helicopter one more time?
No, that sucked. Okay, second time it sucked. Okay, but I want to know, who were these people that the president got involved in sending out our top notch Navy SEALs to rescue two people? Just average day Joes.
One of them wasn't even American. One wasn't American.
As far as we know, an American.
The female was American. The person with her was not.
He was Dutch.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe
I want to know. Can someone call in and say why?
Call in if you can at 1-800-893-9562 and tell me what you know about SEAL Team 6.
And see if you could do a better helicopter than I can.
Nobody can do a better helicopter than that sucky noise you made. That's awesome. Seriously, that's fantastic. Seriously, that should
be on the microphone.
That might be my ringtone from now on. That is fantastic. Yeah, that is awesome. I may call you a couple times and ask you to do the helicopter
for
me.
No problem. Anytime.
Well, it's good to know, actually. I may take you up on that. All right, wrapping it up. Give me a, what the hell is wrong with people? Who's your person for this week?
This week, I bestow the what the hell is, what's wrong with you is Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Babe, call me up.
I will
give you my number online right now. I will give you my cell phone number. Call me up. What is going on with you?
Talk you can at least me. Get her better shit than Whippets,
talk
for the love
me.
Of God.
You know, I will support you. I will.
Dr. Drew does not,
you.
He does not help people who just take Whippets.
I will let you cry on my shoulder about your breakup. Been there.
Oh, you guys can do the helicopter noise together. That's awesome.
So I say that lovingly. What's wrong with you, Demi?
Oh, that's a well-earned Whippet. You just, tough. You know, what the hell, seriously, what the hell is wrong with Mr. Jean-Claude No Mas? The breast implant guy.
Oh, yeah?
That is absolutely ridiculous.
I want to do some whippets later. You guys want to join me?
Who? Who's this?
Nice. Who's this?
It's Keith Coogan.
Keith!
Hey, buddy, you going to do some whippets?
Yeah. I'm going to do some whippets. We're going to go rolling. We're going to do some DMCA and smoke some Salvia.
Oh, no way. Really? You make it sound fun.
You apparently caught the drug portion of the show.
After party we're going to.
Do it. Let's do after party tonight.
That's nice.
Start Tuesday and ends the following Monday.
Hey, so what's Whippet High like? Can anybody, you, Jeremy the Booth, Keith, Gus, what's a Whippet High like?
Anyone who's not me want to field that one?
Never did
a
Whippet.
It's nitrous oxide. It's laughing gas. It's used primarily at your dentist.
Oh, I love. I used to love going to the dentist.
Party store. Any place you can go get. A Spider-Man birthday set for your kid. You can get Whippets. You can get fancy containers, ways to dispense them, or you could just put it into a balloon and fuck it like helium.
Shut up. Okay, I've seen people do it. They turn blue. Right?
I've seen people do it. Is that what you came with?
Have you seen how innocent and like adorable I look?
Love you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't do it.
She's heard some stories. What, hey, Keith, when you do it, is it a balloon? Or,
It could be a balloon. That's one easy way. There's a way to pass it around at the party with the really, really big like
you had me at really, really big.
I can't say I've ever done it. I mean, well, you know, obviously Demi has. No, I think even scrubbed some of that audio off of the site because that's personal information. We shouldn't know what drugs people are supposed to allegedly taking and stuff.
Now, let me ask you.
Everyone knows she did a whip.
Really?
Okay, so that was my question to you, because you've been around this town long enough. Do you think it was actually, I mean, you used to hear, oh, hey, that guy's addicted to Vicodin, and then, you know, it turns out he was on coke, but they didn't want to say he was on coke. What do you think it was actually whippets? Because it seems a little ridiculous of a story to make up.
I don't know. I heard the 911 call and said something about smoking something, but like incense. That could be looking at a whippet dispenser that's different. They have ones that look like big pipes, I guess, maybe.
Could it be?
What I mean? There's like, I don't know. And maybe they were smoking salvia. Sounds like a bored and ran out of drugs and was like, go down to Melrose and pick up something.
Let's just start lighting shit on fire and inhale it. Is that pretty much what went on in Demi's house? Is that what was going on?
Yeah. Is it in Beverly Hills or is it in Los Angeles?
Oh, I believe that it's in... I believe they were corrected, and I think I got this off of your show last night. I tuned in for a while. Yeah!
Nice.
So I believe they were like...
Who was all together then?
What?
At the party, you mean?
At this party, was it Rumor Willis?
Yes.
It Demi Moore?
Rue?
They call her Rue.
There was like 3-4 voices on the phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like how they passed it around like it was a party game. I like that. And that's why that was the one bit of suspicion was it almost seemed like they didn't want to say, hey, don't say she did a whippet. That's fucking embarrassing. So just she smoked something. I don't know. It might have been a sandwich. I'm not sure what it was.
Well, no problem. Just have it out so we can see it, whatever she took.
Does that cancel out her sobriety?
That's a good question.
Sobriety.
That is a good question.
If you're on some sort of parole.
She's not on sobriety?
No. She hasn't. No. For St. Elmo's Fire? I don't think you get in trouble for St. Elmo's Fire.
No.
She has a sponsor. I saw that. Like Patty Riggins or Riggs something.
Riggs!
It's all anonymous, and now you're just blowing their whole cover.
Shit. No, it's on.
Was
it's on.
More sober? Was she getting sponsored?
I don't know.
I'm asking the inside word.
I saw that on thedailymail.com. Didn't come from me, people.
Mm. Nice. So send all your legal letters to whoever the hell she just said.
Was the sponsor the one that had called 911? When it's got a fun name like Whip It, is it really a drug?
Is it?
No,
really?
It's like Whip It Good.
Salvia seems kind of cool. Hey, Jeremy, what was the name of the last name, Salvia's last name?
Salvia Divinorum.
Ooh. That's nice. It's Italian. The drug sounds sexy.
Salvia Divinorum.
Yes, I had a 3-year relationship with Salvia Divinorum. She dumped me. I miss her so much.
She's in town. She's
That's nice. Thank you for calling, buddy. I assume you accidentally just pocket dialed me. Is that what happened? Oh, there you go. Apparently I lost him as well.
Okay. There you are.
You all right? Okay. You still with me?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Nice.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Keep talking, baby.
No, I was totally getting into it. I was about to call in with the alien stuff.
Really? But, you should have.
You guys were handling that just fine.
Oh, no. You have an alien story? I would love to hear it.
I could have gone for days on the alien stories.
No, not personally alien story. I saw something way off on the horizon that was like, no way that could be. I was a kid. I was like 10 years old. I was like, no way that could be, you know, a shooting star or a satellite or a plane. Couldn't describe it from what I saw, but it was a light really, really far away, just like a pinprick. You know, nothing up close to that, you know, like...
Did anybody else see it?
Huh?
Did anybody else see it?
I was with a friend, and they'd seen it, too.
So. Here in L.A.?
We were both kids.
Here in L.A.?
Yeah, I was off of Malibu, yes.
Mm.
It was way over the ocean, and it was like, it was trucking along. I'm like, what is that? Is that a star, a satellite, a helicopter? You couldn't really tell, and all of a sudden it just stopped, froze in its tracks.
Had you been doing whippets?
And then it swirled away and like did this spiral thing and like disappeared and vanished. I was like, that did not move like anything that we can make that can move like that.
Hey, Keith, I'm gonna tell you something.
I like it.
That's what happens to you when you're on whippets.
That is not what happens to you when you're on whippets. That is definitely not what happens to you when you were on whippets. Yeah. Demi would not be getting rushed anywhere. She would just be
We just did a helicopter. Wait, hold on. Do the helicopter.
Yeah, you see, that's not sexy. You do it. You do it.
I did want
yeah, that's awesome.
to bring up that Demi had been, you know, projects have been lean. Haven't seen much, and apparently
projects have been lean.
She's lean.
Let Go or whatever, right? The Linda Lovelace one we talked about last night.
Yeah.
So now this is like, is she going to finally devolve and be on like Amazing Race and Big Brother and like Dr. Drew Rehab?
That's the one I thought of, the Dr. Drew. But I don't think she doesn't need, I don't think she would want that kind of publicity. I mean, you get, I think, you know, you look at the Dr. Drew Rehab shows, you get Rodney King. You know, Rodney King's happy to get the publicity. You get somebody.
Miss Universe.
Yeah, you get somebody from like season one of Full House, you know, but yet. You know, I don't think Demi Moore is going to need that.
Flavor Flav, wasn't he on it?
I don't know what the hell that guy does. He may not have known he was on it, though. He's a different story altogether.
What time is it? Flavor, what time is it?
Wow. Do you think Demi had done Whippet ever before, in the past ever?
Who? Demi?
Demi Moore.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Like as a teenager, and then again with Ashton.
Hey, she's single. She's free. She's fancy foot loose and free. You know, she has the right to go out and do whatever she's got to do to get over a broken heart.
Oh, well, unless that consists of getting rushed to the hospital because you over-whipped
it. She didn't know.
Then go ahead and go out and don't do that shit in front of your kids.
That's true.
Make your kids.
What are you talking about?
I did read a great article. It said Bruce Willis and Demi Moore absolutely had struggled with addiction.
Geez, you think?
Yeah.
They had told their kids, they sat their kids down, and they said, we have this gene, both your mom has it, my family has it, and you got to watch it with alcohol, and it was this great article.
Wow, that does sound great.
That's
educational.
Yeah, I think when you grow up, though, and your parents are Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, and your name is Rumor, I think you know there's some weird shit going on.
Your name is Rumor.
I think right off the bat, you're assuming somebody in your family has a drug history. I'm pretty sure that's the case. If your name is Apple, I'm assuming my family has a drug history.
That's pretty much,
there's a handful of those names. You can probably throw them all in a bag.
If your name is Teabag.
Pilot, there's one that's called like Pilot.
Pilot,
yes. Yeah. No, by the way, I did see a basketball player yesterday named God's Gift. That was his first name, was God's Gift.
Well, I saw Meta World Peace play last Sunday.
Yes, but his mother didn't name him Meta World Peace.
He named himself.
Yes, this guy's mother named him God's Gift, was his first name, as one word.
All right.
That's bizarre.
We got Blue now.
That's nice. Yeah. That is nice.
Well, I'm going to run, guys. Enjoying the show.
Hey, buddy. Thank you for calling. You have
I want to hear that Pan Am. What was it? The Japan Airlines?
Oh, yeah. No, the Japanese. Dude, you look up Japanese Airlines 1628. That guy, that's a story.
We're going to bring that back.
That guy is a story. Yeah, we're going to bring that back when we take Jeremy. Okay. We put Jeremy under
like
hypnosis.
The movie Millennium. So if it's anything like Millennium.
Oh, all right.
Nice.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, buddy.
Thank you, Keith. Thanks, great
guys.
Talking to you.
Have a good one.
Wow. Nice. I feel so honored.
That was our first celebrity guest caller.
No kidding. I like it.
That is fantastic.
You know what? He is not afraid to share the love. No. He has a radio show with you on Saturday nights from 9 to 10. 8 to 9. And he is just sharing the love. Thank you.
8 to 9, but from 9 to 10, we're usually just slowing down our talking.
Oh.
Yeah, it takes us a while to stop. We can't stop. You know, unfortunately,
slow the roll.
He was going to be our second celebrity caller, but you pissed off Demi Moore halfway through this, so she's not calling anymore.
No, I said, hey, babe, call me.
She is not calling.
I said, you can lean your shoulder
on
my head.
She is so angry. So angry at us. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show for the evening. I appreciate it very much. Kike, thank you so much. You were fantastic. Thank you very, very much, everybody, for listening. Thank you for calling. Marty, wherever you are, sorry it took me an hour and a half to realize you were on the air. And we will see you all next week.
Hey, real quick mention, you have a Facebook page now for the show. So go like the Facebook page.
Yes, like our Facebook page.
You crazy kids and your gadgets. You crazy Facebook. Kids. The Facebook page for the weekly wrap-up. Go like the Facebook page. Is that, am I using the correct term?
Yeah, you're saying that right. Holy. That's how the kids are saying it.
No, you. I'll let Kike say that.
All right.
And you'll be on Twitter. You'll be on Twitter. You'll be on iTunes. You'll be on Stitcher. Full blown package here.
Nice.
I'm going to be on Stitcher.
Whose package is going up? Oh, okay, I don't know.
Ouch.
All right.
All right.
Well, good night, sexies.
See you next week.
Silence, you're worn down, 'cause words are so violent. Our vows broke in every direction, and time moves so slow in an hourglass. Without you.